My guest at this time is John Whitehead. He's the president of the Rutherford Institute, and he's the author most recently of A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. It's in light of that recent work on that book and his ongoing work in terms of protecting Americans' privacy rights that we want to get Mr. Whitehead's reaction to a new report first published in USA Today suggesting that at least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies have secretly equipped their officers with radar that can basically detect where people are in their homes and whether they're moving or not. And Mr. Whitehead, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, this came to light ultimately because of a federal appeals court case in Denver, Colorado, where officers had used this radar to determine where a person who had violated their parole was in a specific residence. And the judges were pretty horrified in this case that a search warrant had not even been used. What's your sense on what this revelation means in the ongoing battle over American privacy?
Well, they're called Doppler radar devices. What they do is they actually can see in the home and see if you're a breathing, living human being. They can actually get the outline of your body and know where you're at, et cetera. Under the Fourth Amendment, what the Fourth Amendment says, and Americans need to study their Bill of Rights, before the government does surveillance, they have to have probable cause, which means some evidence of illegality. With these type of devices, they could drive by your home now and just see if you're at home. If they want to come in under various laws now that allow them to do this, they can come into your home while you're gone, knowing you're not there, and download all the information off your computer, whatever you have, electronic devices. Also, what was revealed recently is there's a laser gun now that police are using in various states where if you're driving along the highway, they point it at your car, they can actually depict if there's some kind of alcohol in the car. For example, if you're driving, you haven't had any alcohol, if your wife had a glass of wine, they detect it, they radio ahead, they pull you over, and they can even search your car at that particular point in time. But there's all kinds of these devices. There's Stingray devices that police are using all across the country that's handed out by the Department of Homeland Security, where they drive by your home. It's inside the car, but it acts as a fake cell phone tower. It actually can download whatever you're doing in your laptop, your cell phone. In fact, I wrote a commentary. People can go to Rutherford.org, and read it, from neighborhood cops to robocops. I go through all this technology, but what it says is, and I think you raised it with your initial question, do we have any privacy in our homes now? I would say probably not.
Where should the line be drawn? Is this okay if warrants are involved? Is it okay if there's a probable cause of some sort? Or is it simply a point where we have to draw a line that people have to be safe and secure without surveillance in their own homes?
Well, here's the key. If it's a warrant, it's a judge has looked at it, it's going to be lawful. The thing that we're finding out through our work at the Rutherford Institute, the police also have mobile body scanners in many areas. You don't even know it. It fits inside a van. They drive by your house and they can actually see the outline of you. It's like when you fly in airports and you have to go through those scanning machines, they can see the outline of your body in your home and you don't even know it. So the question is, this was just revealed. Police have been using them. They haven't been getting warrants with all these other devices that I talk about. They're not getting warrants. They've been using them secretly. They're handed out by the federal government, the FBI, and Department of Homeland Security. So we don't know that. As long as there's a warrant issue, you're fit within the Constitution. But the problem we're seeing now, they're using them secretly.
Mr. Whitehead, is this simply type of movement that's affecting every law enforcement division? Is it coming down from like the federal government to the state government to the local governments? How is this rise in, I guess you would argue, invasive technology coming about?
Well, it's being funded by large corporations to go through the federal government, essentially, and we track this down, and then it's handed out to local police agencies free most of the time. So they're using it. Also, this information is fed back into the federal government, into the NSA and the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. Here's the other thing that people have to be concerned about. These things, a number of these devices are attached to drones, and drones now legally fly over the United States. They can fly over your home and actually scan you inside your home. You don't even know it, and they leave, detecting what you're doing. So we've entered a whole new era. What we need, and I advocated this and even contacted Congress, we need an electronic privacy bill of rights, or most of the time you're not even know what they're doing, why they're doing it, why they're watching you.
Three quick questions before we let you go, sir. Number one, how much do you think Americans are actually concerned about this? Obviously, many are, but in a general sense, out of 300 million plus people, the way people go around with their technology these days, do you get the sense that people are all that bothered by the fact that it's evolved to the point where law enforcement can do this?
No, most people aren't concerned, but as I've seen in former countries that have turned the wrong way in history, the government does a lot of things. People are comfortable, but when they start focusing on someone who speaks out, for example, if you go to a local city council meeting and you oppose the government, you can get in a lot of trouble because they'll have all kinds of information, including, by the way, your electronic banking system. They know how much money you spend, where you spend it, what books you read. So eventually this stuff does come home. History teaches us that.
You mentioned the legislation. What should specifically be in this Privacy Bill of Rights, and what other ways are there to push back against this?
Well, one thing that I've argued is that if they're collecting this information, number one, it should be available to the public. If they're shooting images of me, I should be able to go see it somewhere or tap into an internet. And number two is it shouldn't be used against you in a court of law because it does violate the Constitution.
And finally, when it comes to what you can do to limit their surveillance abilities, you mentioned drones and this type of technology with the Doppler radar. That might be hard to do anything about, but in terms of your online activity, for example, are there any recommendations you have to limit the amount of money that you're almost volunteering for the government to view?
Well, here's the key. If you're a local citizen, can get together and create oversight boards and force their local city councils to rein in all this equipment. In other words, the police should tell you they have it, how they're using it. They should do quarterly reports. But that's going to take the average American citizen getting down to their local city council meeting. You can do it, but you're going to have to get organized. And I'm saying, you know, if you want a free future for your children, your grandchildren, then you better get involved in your local governments and rein this stuff in.
John, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
John Whitehead is the president of the Rutherford Institute. He is also the author of A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.